Surat Al-Waqia. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. When the inevitable event will come to pass, no one will be able to deny its coming to pass. And some shall be abased and some exalted. The earth shall be shaken with severe shaking, and the mountains shall be made to crumble with awful crumbling, become like scattered dust. Then you shall be divided into three groups, those on the right hand, how blessed shall be the people of the right hand, those on the left hand, how damned shall be the people of the left hand, and foremost shall be the foremost. They will be the nearest to Allah in the gardens of bliss. Most of them will be from the former, and a few from the later generations. They shall have the jeweled couches, reclining on them facing each other, and there shall wait on them the eternal youths with goblets, shining beakers, and cups of pure wine, which will neither pain their heads nor take away their senses. They shall have fruits of their own choice, and flesh of fowls that they may desire, and dark-eyed houris, as lovely as well-guarded pearls, as a reward for their good deeds that they have done. There they shall not hear any vain talk nor sinful words, but only the greetings of peace be upon you, peace be upon you. Those of the right hand, happy shall be those on the right hand. They shall be among the thornless lote trees, clusters of bananas, extended thick shades, constantly flowing water, abundant fruits of unforbidden, never-ending supply, and will be reclining on high-raised couches. We shall create their wives of special creation, and make them virgins, beloved by nature, equal in age, for those of the right hand. Many of them will be from the former, and many from the later generations. As for those of the left hand, how unfortunate will be the people of the left hand, will be in the midst of scorching winds and in boiling water, in shade of pitch-black smoke, neither cool nor refreshing. For they lived in comfort before meeting this fate. They persisted in heinous sins and used to say, "When we are dead and turned to dust and bones, shall we then be raised to life again? And our forefathers too?" Tell them, surely those of old and those of present age shall certainly be brought together on an appointed time of a known day. Then, O the mistaken rejectors, you shall eat of the zakum tree, and fill your bellies with it, and drink on top of it scalding water, yet you shall drink it like a thirsty camel. Such will be their entertainment on the day of reckoning. We have created you. Will you not then testify about our power of creation? Have you ever considered the semen you discharge? Is it you who create the child from it, or are we the creator? It is we who have ordained death among you, and we are not helpless in replacing you by others like yourselves or transforming you into beings that you do not know. You already know well your first creation. Why then do you not take heed? Have you ever considered the seed that you sow in the ground? Is it you who cause it to grow, or are we the grower? If it be our will, we'd crumble your harvest into chaff, and you would then be left in lamenting. We are indeed left laden with debts. Indeed, we have been deprived from the fruits of our labor. Have you ever considered the water which you drink? Is it you who send it down from the clouds, or are we the sender? If it be our will, we could turn it salty. Why then do you not give thanks? Have you ever considered the fire that you kindle? Is it you who grow the tree which feeds the fire, or are we the grower? We have made it a reminder for man as to what would be the life without it, and a provision of life for the travelers of desert. So glorify the name of your Rabb, who is the greatest. I swear by the setting of the stars, and it is indeed a mighty oath if you but knew it, that this is indeed a glorious Quran, inscribed in a well-guarded book, which none can touch except the purified. A revelation from the Rabb of the worlds. Would you scorn a scripture such as this, and make its denying a means of your livelihood? Why is it not then that when you see a dying person's soul come up to his throat while you are helplessly watching, and at that time we are nearer to him than you, although you cannot see us? Then why do you not, if you claim you are not subject to reckoning, restore to the dying person his soul? Answer this, if what you say be true. Then, if the dying person is one of those near to us, for him there is comfort and bounty and a garden of bliss. And if he be one of the right hand, he is greeted with salutation, peace be upon you, from those of the right hand. And if he is one of the mistaken rejectors, he is welcomed with scalding water and burning in hellfire. Surely this is an absolute truth. Therefore, glorify the name of your Rabb, who is the greatest. Surat al-Hajj.